I'll have the special number one with sausage, please.
And the Olympic skillet, or the Olympic,
like the pancake sandwich.
Well, Darius will be having the waffle, which is, it might be CTCKY first.
Oh, easy?
No, he had them one second.
Okay.
Yeah, the oatmeal. With a side of two over hard eggs.
We have one conversation at a time.
And, could I have, like, some raisins with that oatmeal? Okay.
You're having a conversation.
So here we are at CTCKY number 8.
Unbelievable.
It's revolutionary. We've got a couple firsts here. So we've got our first in-house studio audience.
Woo! No. We have our studio audience every week.
We have our studio. This is the first person that's actually listening.
Sat in.
Yes.
Usually they're far away.
Yes.
So, Teeb, say hello.
Hello, everyone. Now I'm going to listen twice.
That's true.
Wow. That's a true
That's dedication. Also, we have our first resident expert, Fireman Jay. Long discussed, but he's finally here after...
Good morning.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad you could make it. So this is it's just monumental. We had Snowpocalypse.
That's right.
Last week, Snowpocalypse Chicago. Canceled. Jay and I still had our breakfast. We just didn't have the microphone. Colin, who lives two blocks away.
He couldn't get here.
Maybe four.
In bed.
Yeah. Got the call. Done.
What is this, a fortune cookie?
Yes.
Just in bed. So today's topic is fire smoke. We're very excited about. Not only do we have a resident expert, but this is not just one chemical, this is a whole host of chemicals.
He also is well researched. His book
is a source
in hand, yes. With highlights.
Highlighted tabs.
By book.
And he's wearing his whole uniform.
Yes.
By it's book, amazing. You mean encyclopedic knowledge.
You're going to have to reference the video podcast to
that's
see
true.
The uniform.
That's true.
Full helmet, face shield.
It's unbelievable. For those that don't know, we usually just read off Wikipedia. That's our research.
Somebody else did it. That's our loyal fan.
Right, exactly.
Are doing the research for us.
We believe in the knowledge of the community.
The cloud.
It's all on right. The internet. It's got to be right.
Yeah, that's true. Elephants are not endangered, and bears are godless killing machines.
The number one threat to America.
That's true.
Bears?
Absolutely.
What kind of bears?
Certainly bears. All bears.
Certainly not the number one threat in the NFC North.
Wow, we brought a new element here.
Or the ML Central.
You've got somebody to talk about football with now. The Fireman Jay keeps looking down at his book like, are we going to talk
I'm
about...
I'm actually looking at my coffee.
Book? Oh, okay. So
Weisgerber, you are very pregnant, by the way.
Yeah, my co-teacher comes in yesterday. She goes, wow, you really look pregnant. I was like, yeah! This baby can come any day now. Well, I just really noticed. I was like, all right.
That's, she might be listening.
Yeah. Also, my mom came last night. She goes, there's a lot of baby there. I was like, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we successfully identified foot yesterday.
That's a big
nice.
Deal.
Yeah. So we're... not too far behind.
I'm so confused now, but I just figured it out. I was like, what the hell does that have to do with a baby? But I got it.
Babies
now.
Have feet.
This is the first time Adam figured out what
I was thinking that you had a baby, sir. I don't like, you know. Life's not here. It was just so confusing. There was a foot all of a sudden in the conversation. I didn't know what was going on.
We discovered all of my toes, too. It was amazing.
Look at these.
I just stared for hours.
You can finally count past 10.
I thought it was some kind of fat joke at first. Like, you looked down and then you saw his foot. Yes. I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
I'm not sure what to
He's
say.
He's been dinner for a while. I don't know what's going on.
I could always see my feet. Thank you.
Well, I didn't know what the joke was there, and it wasn't.
Could always fly on Southwest Airlines.
You weren't, what is it, passenger of size or something?
Yes.
Which, of course, makes me think of rodents of unusual size.
Did you
size.
Listen to that to my podcast? Oh, that was
yes.
Really good.
Yes.
Like, first time I listened in a long time.
That was the follow-up, too? He had, Natalie.
It was great.
Yeah. All right, so fire smoke.
Fire smoke.
See how I always take it back?
That's why you're the moderator.
Apparently I am. So let's talk about it. You've got a number of different classes of chemicals that are acting on you. I think number one would be your carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide.
That is correct. Carbon dioxide, the product of complete combustion. Carbon monoxide, the product of incomplete combustion.
Ooh, nice chem.
Wow.
Nice
chem.
Well done. Well done.
You like that?
Well done.
So the incomplete combustion, just not enough oxygen present.
Right.
Correct. Just not that right fuel-to-air mixture.
So how often, I mean, do you run in, is carbon monoxide, like, commonly present in home fires?
Yes. Probably one of the most prevalent chemicals that we run into. not only in home fires, but just in home safety.
Right, right.
Now in Illinois, carbon monoxide detectors are required in every household.
I didn't know that.
On every floor. Huh. So if you don't have one already, especially if you are a renter, make sure you talk to your landlord.
Public service announcement.
Yeah. Yes.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
We got rid of the carbon monoxide detector on the floor, right? Mm-hmm. And then we got it in the fire alarm because they had to replace all the fire. Apparently, you're supposed to replace your fire alarms every 8 years.
8 years.
Emily found this out, shockingly enough. Needs to follow that rule.
Right.
So we had to replace all the fire alarms. Well, but it's got carbon monoxide.
But isn't that because it's it was an americium decay?
Yeah.
So the
whatever they the said basically. Like,
just trying to bring some chemistry back.
Look,
to you.
I looked into the half life on it. It's like 64 years.
Oh, that was like 30
seconds. No, it's like 64 years.
So it's pretty solid.
It's a scam.
Yeah, it is a total scam. But they said that the technology and fire alarms changed, blah, blah. Right. I don't know. She read something. So, but there's a carbon monoxide detector.
Or it's just First Alert trying to sell you new
products. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was only $100 for three of them on Amazon. So it wasn't that. Like, it was ridiculously expensive. But they had a carbon monoxide detector built in. So I put that in. Now, but carbon monoxide would be lighter than air, right?
I don't know what
like the molar mass is lighter than oxygen, and
right,
it would be
carbon's less than oxygen.
you have to go nitrogen. Right.
So is it okay nitrogen. That it's?
I would say follow the manufacturer's recommended instructions. Okay. Whether that's going up towards the ceiling or down towards the floor, different detectors are.
Okay, equipped for different amounts of.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Because I was going to say some of it would rise, but. Some of it would be down.
And you're absolutely right that the carbon monoxide detectors that look like smoke detectors are generally ceiling or high up on the wall,
right.
Whereas I think the Kitta brand actually plug into the wall, which would be low, which is what I have in my home.
Yeah.
So whatever you do when you buy a carbon monoxide detector, make sure it's got a digital readout on it.
Oh,
that's the key. Because otherwise, we have no idea exactly how much is in there. You don't know exactly how much is in there.
Right.
And should the baseline be zero?
Yeah.
The boys like to hit the button on the one on the floor.
Yeah.
Yes,
the
so does our my little guy.
And it's about 120 decibels, basically.
It's insane.
As a matter of fact, I think Logan enjoyed hitting the one on my floor as well.
Oh, God, man. I'm telling you, that thing is crazy. So I was like, okay, well, this is
But like I was saying, not only do we see this in fire, as far as house fires, but we see it on almost a daily basis this time of year in regards to hot water heaters and furnaces.
Yeah.
That if the wind is just right going over the top of the flue of the furnace, and as the furnace lights, it might blow a little carbon monoxide through the house and set off your detector. If you're running your car in your garage, and the wind is just right and it's blowing it back into the door to your garage, it could set off your detector.
Who are the crazy people running their car in their garage?
Everybody?
I think
jump to conclusions.
I think the other pregnant woman that has connection to this table runs her car in the garage. Of course, the garage door.
Chemistry teacher.
who also keeps the garage door open? Thank God when she does it, because usually I'm sleeping upstairs.
I guess.
It's that long, good sleep. That
so you
really
continue to sleep.
Oh, it's so cozy here.
My parents were having headaches, and they were fatigued for months. This was like 2 winters ago.
Huh.
And they had someone come and check the furnace, and carbon monoxide levels were through the roof. They had detectors all over the house. None of them went off. Their boiler was just spewing carbon monoxide, and they were slowly being poisoned. I mean,
which is amazing.
It's frightening.
Yeah, very frightening. And it's the silent killer. I mean, you won't smell it, you won't know it, you'll just sleep.
I thought DHMO was the silent killer.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's already marketed.
There are. It's when you want to sell stuff, you call it a silent killer. Right. That's basically how it works. So
yeah, carbon monoxide is a big one that we run into. We run into. It's, I would say, a fairly decent-sized call volume this time of year.
Huh. And you wear masks all the time when you're fighting fires and things.
Yes, when we're fighting fires, the way we protect ourselves from all these gaseous chemicals is the self-contained breathing apparatus.
So you have an oxygen tank.
We have an air tank. It's not actually, I mean, there's oxygen in it.
Right, but it's
but
not.
But it's just compressed breathing air. It's the same air that you and I are breathing right now.
So
we
it's
compress
less likely
it and
to
clean
blow
it. What, correct.
Okay.
Huh. But even oxygen doesn't burn.
Well, yeah, but it would
supports,
contribute.
Yeah,
to, yeah,
it supports combustion.
It would now, right. Now, why is carbon dioxide more harmful to breathe than carbon monoxide?
As far as I know, carbon dioxide is just a simple asphyxiant.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Just displaces all the oxygen.
Carbon monoxide will actually, I believe, it bonds to the hemoglobin, so it replaces the oxygen in your blood. So
yeah,
it's more deadly.
Okay. That's why, yeah.
Well, it is more deadly, but there's less of it.
Right.
So,
well, normally,
fire,
but not
yeah.
if.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it takes less
of that.
To negatively affect you.
Right. And the treatment to get it off your blood is
100% oxygen.
100% oxygen, and then if it's that bad, they'll put you in a hyperbaric chamber and force it off.
Yeah.
All because it stays in
there. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
It's good if you have your own in your house.
You have your own hyperbaric chamber? Do you have a hyperbaric
chamber? I don't, but I want one.
It would be pretty cool.
No, it wouldn't be.
Yes, it would.
That intoxicated feeling without a drop of
that. Sounds horrible. Right there. My ears don't pop. I would be in trouble. How would you like to be the nurse who has to go in there?
You know, rumor has that some of the nurses actually fairly enjoy it because you do get a euphoric feeling being inside.
From the 100% oxygen. Really? It's the same reason the oxygen bars are really popular.
Yeah.
Seems like it would be really unpleasant.
My favorite hyperbaric chamber scene
is in James Bond.
James Bond.
Da 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 da!
You could have guessed James Bond or Austin
I
Powers.
Actually was already picturing it.
In License to Kill, one of the henchmen did something that displeased the villain, and he puts him in the hyperbaric chamber and cranks up the pressure. So, and his ears are popping, and it is painful. And then he takes an axe and he cuts the tube, and so it rapidly decompresses. And
some teachers might show that in their class.
Yeah.
That's a Timothy Dalton movie, isn't it?
It is a Timothy Dalton. It's one of the,
and he told them to launder the money that was.
He did tell them to launder the money,
which none of my students got.
Nicely done, studio audience.
The Olympics.
Yes.
No, awful. It's terrible.
I mean,
Winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics are awful, and the Summer Olympics now are dead to me because they were in China last year. So.
What they're dead to me because they're going to Rio de Janeiro in 2016.
Wait, I'm still bitter
about
the whole having it in China.
I like every part of it. I can watch it all day long.
Human rights.
Oh, okay.
And
supposed
to be about championing the human spirit.
This
and
is the same organization that had the Olympics in Nazi Germany.
It's correct.
So you just like the Olympic Committee, then?
I'm also not a fan, even though I love the Olympics.
Iced tea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah, so I just... the whole Nazi Germany thing. I mean, but you got that going on.
70 years ago.
Exactly. I wasn't... Well, I was not alive when that happened. In 1984, I was a big fan, let me tell you. People thought I was going to the Olympics. I was decked out in all the Olympic wear. So
my dad's cousin.
My teacher was like, "Are you going to the Olympics?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "You wear Olympic stuff all the time." I'm like, my parents dress me. I don't know what to tell you.
My dad's cousin lived in L.A. at the time, so we got all sorts of stuff. Okay. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what's the nice thing about the Olympics is how it starts with that torch, which is burning.
Which is combustion.
Wonder what sort of deadly chemicals would be contained in there.
By the Olympic flame.
I have a question regarding...
It really depends on what's burning.
So, I have a question. Like, are you more... I don't want to say afraid, because, you know, firemen are afraid. Clearly. Yeah.
No fear, baby.
But, like, home fires versus, like, a building fire.
Industrial
like
fires,
yeah.
Maybe? Me, personally, we...
Like, I would
We kind of refer to home fires as bread and butter fires.
Okay.
Although nothing in our job is quote unquote easier routine, they're a little more routine than the industrial fire. Especially
more of them, basically.
Well, more of them, and it's a smaller space, and it's easier to bail out of if you need to.
Okay.
Now, granted,
right.
There are still lots of firemen killed every year getting burned in houses, but generally speaking, there's a window, there's doors nearby. You're not leading out hundreds of feet of hose to get into an area. They're a little more predictable in that you know what people have in their houses. However, as we found out in December, you can't always predict that. It was like an episode of Hoarders at the house we were at in December.
Oh, okay.
And that becomes an issue.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering, because, like, people have lots of toxic things.
Yes.
Like couches
Your couch
and everything's right there.
Yeah, and it's the daily household stuff that's some of the worst. Like you're saying, the couches. The cushions in a couch are basically solid gasoline. They're all hydrocarbons. The couch cushions, the stuffing, is all basically liquid or solid gasoline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when they get going, they put off a tremendous amount of BTUs.
Yeah, we talked about that actually in chemistry too. Actually, we looked at all the ingredients that make up a couch.
Well, that's interesting. I've never looked at that.
Yeah, if you look at it, I mean, it's just, and it was like, okay, well, what does that really mean? And we took it apart, and basically all it is.
And all the plastics in the houses now. It used to be everything, all the furniture was made out of wood, horsehair, cotton.
Right.
all natural fibers.
Stuff that burned real easily, yeah, but didn't
natural fibers that, right. that firemen could. You can go in, you can take a little smoke, a little carbon monoxide, and uh-huh. be okay. It's actually the way firemen got their schedules. We work 24 on and 48 off, and the reason that was originally like that is carbon monoxide is cumulative on the body, like we talked about earlier. As you crowd out more and more oxygen and more carbon monoxide is in your body, it takes a long time to displace it back out. Well, firemen needed those 2 days off to get rid of the carbon monoxide, and then they can come back to work.
Huh.
So
that makes sense.
Now, I would be most concerned about paint and, like, the older paints in houses.
Oh, the lead?
Yeah, the lead and then just all the different stuff that paints comes
from. But that's not going to burn that well. Like, I wouldn't think that
But if it's on
the
surface, yeah.
It'll start boiling.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Really? I don't... What?
The bubbles.
The paint itself, but not the heavy metals, aren't going to boil at that point. They're not going to become gaseous. They might.
Well, wouldn't it be? It might be the volatile organic chemicals in the paint.
Right. Okay.
Hot does the house fire burn? What kind of temperatures are we talking about here?
Depends on where you're at in the house.
Right.
Towards the ceiling level, in excess of 1,000 degrees.
Oh my God.
Fahrenheit, everybody.
Fahrenheit. Yeah. At the floor level, anywhere from, I would say anywhere from 300 to 500 degrees.
Okay.
And which is the reason we tell you to stay low and go.
Right.
Get low to the floor.
You're full of safety today.
This is what he does when he goes to school.
It's not only information. This is one giant public service.
That's right. He's actually getting. This is counts as his time. Comp time.
Public. Right. The firehouse is paying him.
You guys derailed my train of thought there.
The temperature.
That's why I would tell you to stay low.
Yeah.
And get out. And there's a lot of times where you'll see firemen will be plastered to the floor as well because the clothing we wear to protect us doesn't necessarily protect us from fire. It protects us from the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And even that heat can be felt through the clothing. And when it gets to a certain point, it's untenable for us as well.
Right. Now, do you buy your own uniform? Do you have your own
uniform? No, that stuff's all issued to us.
But, like, is there a uniform that's yours hanging on the wall?
Yes. Every person has a custom-fitted uniform.
And so you deal with, like, if you feel like it's failing, you report that it needs to be fixed. And so it's all... So you're sort of in control of your own safety.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. Twice a year is as a safety checklist or check and balance for the village, they'll inspect our uniform twice a year.
Okay.
In the spring and fall. All our uniforms, from station uniforms, dress uniforms, to... the protective clothing we wear.
Gotcha.
So at those temperatures, do you start to have, like, I mean, because the water is going to flash boil. Do you have, like, pipes starting to burst and that sort of thing?
No, not really an issue. Bigger issue is the stuff that starts melting in the room first.
Okay.
By the time it gets to the point where you're looking at those kind of failures, the stuff, the room is what we call flashed over, where everything from floor to ceiling is actually on fire.
Okay.
So, and we're not in there at that point. If we get caught in a flashover, we're dead.
Okay.
Quite simply.
And is there signs you're about there, or is it just hot?
Very hot is one of the signs. As everything reaches its auto-ignition temperature, it starts giving off smoke or fuel. And that's auto-ignition?
Yeah.
Come on. How about fire point? Similar term? When something reaches the temperature where it's gonna ignite and self-sustain burning on its own.
Okay. I had a feeling what auto ignition.
Right. Should we go through all the flash point, fire point?
Enough heat to the point where it's going to just burn.
It's just gonna burn on its own. Smoke itself is.
You don't need a spark. You just need heat.
Right. Well, smoke itself is a fuel. Smoke is ash.
Here we go.
Or ashes in suspension,
mm-hmm.
and those ashes are a result of incomplete combustion.
Mm-hmm.
So those ashes are a fuel, and once they get to a certain temperature, they will burn as well.
The particulate.
Now, right. I believe in the lab that you just did with the EMC kids, you treat smoke as a... What kind of mixture do you?
You can tell it's
homogeneous mixture,
but he says suspension.
Interesting.
Yes,
we better
because the particles settle over time.
That's true.
That makes more sense.
True.
I wouldn't have thought about calling them a suspension because
I like
but
it.
But they are liquid. I know. I
actually like
it.
There's a suspension in a gas.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Because we do have them look at smoke as you classify it. So we light paper, put it in a flask, and put a stopper on it. And you have to do it numerous times throughout the day because the smoke's on.
Right.
And so here's a question. Is smoke really a gas or is smoke really a solid?
Solid.
Smoke is a solid. It's suspended in a gas, like we were just saying.
What about the smoke monster? I think they classify it as a gas.
Oh, from Lost? That's just Josh.
I haven't watched this season. Let's not talk. Anne's never watched, so.
I've seen some of it. It didn't blow me away.
We don't need to talk to her anymore. So.
I'm not American.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not American.
Sci-fi for people that don't like sci-fi.
You know, that's a good point.
No, it's good sci-fi as opposed to the garbage that's on Sippy now.
Can you please not say that again?
Why? It's Sippy.
That's how you spell it.
It's no Mystery Science Theory.
That's why.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they changed it from sci-fi to SYFY.
That's really stupid.
So that they could put other things on there.
Well, no, also so they could copyright it. Because you can't copyright sci-fi.
Oh. But Sippy. Surprisingly, nobody had taken.
Well, as they become a studio and they make more.
It's good.
More.
We hadn't really picked our baby names yet. So Sippy is now a front runner.
Hello. I like Sippy. That's a good idea.
We're toast.
Speaking of burning.
Look at that. Wow. Adam steps up and you take his place.
Our moderator had to step away for a second to take a personal phone call.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Apparently that's allowed during the podcast now. I don't know when that happened.
Who's vice moderator? In the event he gets shot.
Apparently it's Fireman Jay.
Yeah, apparently Fireman Jay. Usually I just get into TV.
If we
or wrestling.
Let you do it though, it would be all about WWF
that's
wrestling.
Right. But it's WWF wrestling pre-2000.
True.
Nothing is post 2000.
Well, ever had
after that, it's WWE.
Well, so. And it's awful. So.
No, you can't.
This will be easy to end. The Rock Mr. McMahon feud was probably the peak.
Are you crazy? The Stone Cold Steve Austin Mr. McMahon.
That was also pretty good. That was also pretty good.
And they think this might stay in the final cut of the podcast. No,
I hope not.
But depends who's
because I brought it up, so I'm the one that looks really foolish.
Your wife says that she enjoys the wrestling talk on the podcast.
Wait, does she enjoy wrestling?
No, but she just enjoys the wrestling talk.
Because it's edited out.
Yeah.
That's the part she likes, the part that's not there.
You do remember what she used to say when you guys would talk like that.
No, that's the Star
All
Wars.
I hear is...
Star Wars, Star Trek, Star Trek. She's going to be so excited that she's mentioned so often in this podcast,
right.
By the way. It's going to be unbelievable. At this
Unless
point.
We edit out every mention of her name.
Oh,
that hurts.
Except what you just said right
there. Yeah, you just didn't leave that.
Holly, you were actually mentioned 32 times.
Right.
That the college kids are turning this into...
So, all right, back to Fire Safety.
Let's talk about phosgene.
Phosgene.
Yeah.
Phosgene is given off when refrigerants burn. Obviously, in your home, you'll have refrigerator, freezer, air conditioning units.
How come I feel like I've seen this in, food?
Phosgene?
Yeah.
God, I heard of swords, but with chlorine.
Yeah, that's weird.
It says it forms hydrochloric acid in your lungs.
Nice.
Which I think is bad.
I don't think it's in food. Yeah.
I think
it's not
really
in food either.
Not really sure.
Well, then again, you don't breathe in your food. Unless you're at the firehouse and you're inhaling.
I just feel like I've seen that chemical. It could be just that I've seen enough chemistry problems.
Yes.
I've seen that
That's,
before.
I'm sure entirely right.
He's on the AP test in 1998.
That could be.
In addition to phosgene, the other two that we have major concerns with are hydrogen cyanide and then nitrogen dioxide.
Cyanide, hydrogen cyanide.
Yeah, hydrogen cyanide. I know you guys, was it hydrogen cyanide you guys
no,
covered?
No, just cyanide. Was,
just cyanide.
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 Fair enough.
That's the rotten eggs.
Anything.
Hydrogen cyanide.
Polyurethane.
It says almonds, actually.
Yeah, or bitter almond.
Well, that's the cyanide part.
Yeah,
if
you smell it.
Were you in that class with me?
Yeah.
Well, hydrogen sulfide is the right
thing. We were in a lot of classes together, Wes Gerber. You and I were really trying to move up the college.
Didn't she hand out almonds while she was doing her presentation? Yeah, that's right.
The awful presentations we had to sit through, yes.
At least you got snacks.
I guess.
Biology, you get to look at ants through microscopes or whatever the hell you guys were doing that one day I walked in there.
That was the only time we actually did lab in any graduate biology class.
Dude, it was, all I remember was, I'm like, this is a lab? Like, there's nothing going on sitting here.
That
a
was
bunch of people looking through microscopes.
That was actually a pretty involved study. So we, not that anybody cares, but you can edit this part
you
out.
You can, this, when you do,
I'm going to start editing it out and just...
interested in view that.
Sorry.
Let's go back to increasing our viewership. Is the firehouse going to listen to this episode of the podcast?
If I tell them about it.
It'll be like the kicking the seat if you give them free beer.
No. Other way around.
I
tell them about it, how to find it.
I keep telling my wife, just have it on in the office. and people will like be like, what is that?
Except they'll be like, what is this?
They'll be like, what is this awfulness?
I gave that a shot.
It didn't work out well.
Here's the problem with things like this at the firehouse. If I tell them about it and they listen, then I have to compensate them with, say, buying pies.
That sounds good.
So, I like this pie barter system.
Right. Yes. But you have to buy them pies.
Yes.
For
mini
pies. Shouldn't they buy you pies for introducing them to?
I would think so. But the way it works is that if I make the newspaper, if I make TV, if I make whatever, whoever makes whatever, they are responsible for bringing pies in.
So it's like, because you're so famous now.
Right, exactly.
It's like getting a hold one. You got to buy everybody
the most expensive shot in golf.
Right.
That's exactly it's pies.
Right. So new shoes for your
pies, foursome, cake, ice cream.
Wow. If every time we share something in Reader, I had to give you guys a pie.
It always
would be a problem.
Well, you know who owes us is because you were on Buzz Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Where's our pie?
Sorry, I apologize.
The one...
That guy.
I'm that guy. Anyways, other things we need to worry about here as far as other safety precautions or things you... what should we avoid? Should we not have curling irons and hair dryers?
They do have a tremendous draw on the electrical system, which can cause failure. But for all intents and purposes nowadays, most appliances are safe. There have been some incidents in the past. There was coffee makers back, I think, in the 80s that were causing fires that were all recalled. Now we're to the point in this society where an appliance causes a fire once, and it's completely recalled and fixed. And whichever else. Most curling irons and hair dryers and stuff have automatic off switches, GFIs built into them that shut them off if there is a problem.
But so smoking in bed, is that bad?
Smoking in bed is always bad.
It causes spontaneous combustion.
It's the wicking effect. You've never gone beyond the fact that there's a video about spontaneous combustion.
Yeah, and they show a man smoking in bed, and then he burns up. Right. That's not spontaneous combustion.
But the bed was relatively untouched, but he was combusted, and they said the combination of oils and fats and hair can sometimes cause you to act like a candle.
But that's not spontaneous.
It's not spontaneous.
Source.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
This was a National Geographic special, I believe.
So clearly it's true.
If it was on NPR, I would have believed you.
I can't.
Why did you go that? Those three letters infuriate me. You know that.
I can't speak per se that there's not spontaneous human combustion, but I don't know of any.
Anybody that's actually.
Yeah, I don't personally know of any research out there that proves it.
All they were doing was seeking to explain things that have been classified as spontaneous human combustion.
I have a confession to make.
Oh.
My new favorite iPhone app is the NPR News one. Nice. I know. I feel very hypocritical. Wow. It is my new favorite app, and
you are the definition of hypocritical.
I know. I have avoided sharing anything through it, but it is awesome.
Now you can share. You've admitted.
I know. It's like you can share things through Facebook and Twitter like immediately. It's got like an update, like a 4-minute update on all the news. Like, it's awesome.
Of course, this is
so good. You have to listen to things.
You don't have to. You can read them too.
Okay.
But it's nice that it has like a nice
like
little.
Reading.
Well, but sometimes I just want to hear the news like real quick, and I just want like a 5-minute synopsis.
You know
and
what I do when I
want to
do that? I turn on the radio and I tune in to NPR.
Because she does not have a TV.
Because exactly that is the problem. If you had a TV, you just turn on CNN and you'd listen to everybody's tweets.
On the news. That sounds good.
Because that is literally CNN has become Twitter. News network. I mean, it is pretty bad.
That is horrible.
Well, the dishes have been cleared. The check has arrived.
You gotta go to work.
We've gotta go to work. So this has been CTC KY number 8. A number of firsts. We have resident expert Fireman Jay and number one fan team. So thank you, fellas.
Yeah.
We'll see you for number 9.
We'll see you for number 9 in 2 weeks. To be determined.
That's right.
That's a deadly chemical.